Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daniel A. Nelson Podcast Show. This is the place where we play and talk about the music you love. Today, we are in a new area. Now, we'll not tell you where we are because it's a secret. But I have with me my friend, Mr. Mike Kelso. Mike, say hello to my audience.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
All right.
Thanks for having me on here.
Yeah. Look, today we're going to be dealing with the talent level, the talent skills. I've been reading my Bible. Yes, I do read my Bible. And there's a particular story that Jesus talked about. He talked about the five talents, the two, and the one. And he mentioned the five talent, he invested and grew five more. The one with two, he invested and grew two more. But the one with one, he buried his. And I know it was talking about money, but we're going to broaden the perspective on just talent itself. With us being in the music business, I often wonder if a person practiced 3 or 4 hours a day on his instrument, whether it be piano, guitar, whatever, would he ever sound like a Jimi Hendrix or a Ernie Isley or whatever guitar player you might love? As far as piano players, would a person ever come to be a Robert Glasper or a Joe Sample or Ramsey Lewis or Myra McKinley? So I have Mike Kelso with me, and we're going to talk about this. Mike, we were talking about different people such as Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Would the Miracles would have last without Smokey Robinson?
No, because I think Smokey was the main point of the Miracles. They were kind of built around him, in my opinion. Not that they weren't talented, but Smokey was a standout. I think he was the focal point of it. And them all together was magical as a unit, but I think Smokey was the one driving it.
So let me ask you this. If it wasn't for Smokey, you said that the Miracles wouldn't have lasted. Now, do you think that if they would have replaced it, the background, the Miracles, would Smokey would have lasted as far as the group?
Well, I think Smokey could have done it on his own, but there was something magical about all of them together. Sometimes you can have talent, but then there's sometimes when chemistry is the bigger thing.
Okay.
You've seen people that are like ragtag, and they may have good talent, but together they're just like a bomb, you know? It's just a mixture of ingredients, and they make the bomb situation when they get together. And separately, they may not be as well as they are as a group.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What is it about it when you have a band, you just take the Rufus and Chaka Khan thing. What is it about, Chaka Khan, she stands out. But, you know, lately there's been different bands that played behind her. But yet she still stands out. What is it about the chemistry that is missing when you don't have the regular nucleus of the band? Or is there a difference?
I'm sure there is a difference. I mean, Chaka was a standout too, just like, you know, Michael was a standout for the Jackson 5. There are just certain people that just have that it factor and that are tremendously talented. Not that his brothers or other people around him weren't as talented, but there are just some people that just take it to a different level. I mean, and I know you were talking about earlier, like, you know, learning how to play guitar or playing guitar for hours a day, you know. So there are certain people, I think people have levels of talent. And, yeah. You know, there are some people that are just abundantly talented. Like, there's people that can play Eddie Van Halen licks, just like Eddie Van Halen.
Right.
But they didn't think of it, you know? It's a different to copy compared to what he was just doing randomly, making it happen. So I think, you know, there are just people that are certain standouts.
So that comes from the soul then, as far as the creativity and the gift. So is it safe to say that even if you do not get to a certain talent and you're in a band, how do people handle that, you think, as far as because there, if there's a standout and they're calling, like you mentioned, the Jacksons, they're calling Michael, but not too many people holler for Jermaine per se. How do you think, or we're in a band, yourself, I won't say his last name, but Luke is out in front, and the people love you guys. We enjoyed you too. But how does that feel, you know, people calling your name, oh, Kelso, or, you know, that type of stuff?
Well, they're always just calling Kelso after they say sexual chocolate. That's what they
He's lying.
Don't get it twisted. They calling his name too.
Oh no! Don't believe that.
No, I think it's. I guess it's just the person too. How much you take. You know, some people take that and they get big headed. Some people let it roll off their shoulders.
Right.
I mean, example to me, Van Halen.
Yeah.
For those of you know who Van Halen is. You know, everybody knows how great Eddie was, but Van Halen wouldn't have been Van Halen without David Lee Roth.
Right.
The two of them together was that magic.
Gotcha. You know?
And separately, they were good, but together they were explosive.
Yeah, yeah. So, because I always feel that there shouldn't be no rivalry or no jealousy in the band for this reason. Because I think that we need each other in order to make that gel. But I've seen a lot of bands that breaks up because certain people doesn't get the spotlight and things of this nature. So is it important to stick to your assignment when you're in a band? If you're hired just to play just a specific part, not to be a soloist or whatever the case may be, is that what you're saying as far as the importance of making stuff gel together?
Well, no, I think it's all about cooperation and collaboration together. You have to, just like it's a give and take situation.
Yeah.
You know, there are things you do that I can't do and vice versa, you know? Mm-hmm. But you hit your strong points, you stay, do that. You always continue to try to get better. That's always the goal. But there are certain things that only certain things to do. And, you know, when you build a building, is one brick more important than the other?
Right.
You know?
Okay. That's good. I guess you're right. You know, it's like with the paint. We don't see the studs behind the building itself. We look at, oh, the paint is beautiful, but without the structure.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, the reason why we wanted to tackle this, because there are so many people that go through a lot of different changes and... some people feel rejected because their name isn't being called or the level of talent is only at a certain level. And I always wondered about if you don't reach this, you know, level of a Robert Glasper or a Corey Henry or a Joe Sample, God rest his soul. You know, those guys are phenomenal. Does that diminish you per se? Or should you just be grateful for what God's given you?
I think you should always be grateful for what God's given you. There's always going to be somebody better, you know? Even there are people that are, you know, talent, you know, gifted beyond belief, there's always somebody better. They look up to somebody else, you know? There's always that escalation of things. You know, Van Halen looked up to Eric Clapton looked up to Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, right.
And, you know.
Yeah. And if you got five players on the team, you know, somebody got to take the ball out.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, right. Exactly. He's just as important.
You can't win it by yourself.
Right. All right. Okay. Well, you know, like I said, this
nobody makes it on their own. There's always a group of people that help them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the reason why, like I said, this podcast, we didn't want to do a long one today, but we just wanted to tackle some things and get you guys to thinking about upping your talent as far as just practicing and being the best you. Because that's the key, being the best you. I know I'm not a Brian Culberson or Robert Glasper, but I got to be the best Daniel A. Nelson. And then Mike, I know he says the same thing. Because Mike and Luke, they're out singing in front of the band Remix. and they both do a phenomenal job. If you haven't seen us, you need to come check us out, especially if you're in California. But we do have some YouTube videos, and we will post a link later on. But the main thing is this, practice make you better. It doesn't make you, you know, a professional, but it makes you better. Kelsey, is there anything you want to say before we close out this podcast?
I think you've said it all. Just practice, do what you can to be the best you that you can be. And give it up to God for that.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Mike, thank you for hanging out with me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, hopefully we'll do something tonight as far as the band is concerned. We're going to have a good time tonight.
We're going to have fun tonight.
All right.
We always have a good time.
You guys be blessed. Peace.